Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we get straight into our interview as promised earlier on, that we are speaking to Spamandla Kombi, who is Road Accident Fund Senior Manager, and he is joining us this afternoon on Radio Pulpit. We are speaking on their winter campaign 2024. Spamandla, good afternoon. Thank you so very much for making time.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to the listeners, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We'll get straight into it. Road safety, obviously a very important your issue, you know, always right at the top, and it's quite important. What is the role of Road Accident Fund?
The role of the Road Accident Fund is to basically compensate people who've been involved in accidents, those who were either killed or seriously injured. But the important thing is to emphasize that the compensation is focused on people who are in accidents, not as a result of their own fault. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, if you look at it, we focus on victims of road accidents, not necessarily those who are culprits. But on top of that, we operate under an Act of Parliament, and it also urges us to contribute to road safety. In other words, we are required to come up with proactive programs that are trying to reduce the number of accidents, if not eliminate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why is road safety awareness so important at this time of the year?
Look, what I want to emphasize again is the fact that road safety is important every day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because in South Africa, we have on average about 32 people who die from accidents.
Sure.
On a daily basis. And on top of that, we have about 80 plus people who get seriously injured every day. We're not talking every month or every week. We're talking every day.
Those are big numbers.
By the end of the day today, we'll be having about 32 people who would have been killed, which is actually a staggering number. So road safety is important throughout the year. But, of course, during certain times of the year, during Easter, because people are traveling too much, during the festive season, during winter month, we tend to emphasize certain things. Just as a way of highlighting the importance. For example, during the winter, it gets dark very quicker.
Yeah.
In the morning, it's darker until around 7 in the morning, which means if you are a pedestrian and you are walking next to the road, the visibility is a bit compromised. And that is where we have a bigger problem in terms of pedestrian accidents. It is also a period during which schools are closed. It means kids are lingering on the road most of the time, and we have problems in that regard. We also have a unique problem this year. I think generally we know the type of festivities that takes place during on June 16, which comes with its own challenges in terms of road safety. But we also have a challenge that this particular year, June 16, falls within a weekend. And through history, we know that it becomes then a weekend of festivities. Mm. There's a lot of alcohol, there's a lot of people on the road, and then as a result, we have an increased number of accidents. So basically, that is the motivation around which we say road safety is important this year. We're trying to highlight certain issues that people must look into, of course, with the aim of trying to reduce the number of crashes, especially this year.
And Spamandla, what are the most recent road accident statistics, you know, particularly affecting the youth?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one, because 40% of people who die from accidents and people who are seriously injured from accidents are youth between the ages of 15 and 34.
Hmm.
These are school-going children, these are people at university, these are people who are starting families, who are getting new jobs. But unfortunately, 40% of them get killed on a yearly basis, and which is quite a tragedy for the country. So the statistics are quite disturbing. And we want to make sure that we reduce that number. Because if you say 80 plus people get seriously injured every day, if 40% of those are youth, it means we have about 36 people who get injured. Like seriously, when I talk seriously injured, I'm not talking a scratch or something like that. I'm talking people where the accident changes your life. It changes your outlook in life because you are not able to do certain things. So if you have 36 of them getting injured every day in South Africa, then you can do the math and say, at the end of the week, how many are they? At the end of the month, how many are they? At the end of the year, how many are they? Mm. So basically, we have a problem, and those are the things we're trying to highlight and making sure that the youth will be youth, they will continue having fun, they will continue partying, but we are also emphasizing that as you go to events, you go to clubs, make sure there's a designated driver, because drinking and driving has a lot of negative consequences, not only for you, but for other road users as well. When people are walking next to the road, make sure that drivers can see you, because you are the one who's vulnerable. Make sure that you cross on the designated areas or where it is safe to do so, and not just cross anywhere, because ultimately, you know, people look at it and say, it's not going to happen to me, but when it happens, it happens. And we at the RAF are at the receiving end because we see people who come having their lives being altered very painfully because of accidents, and we want to avoid that going forward.
It's Radio Pulpit this Friday afternoon, and we are joined on the line by Siphamandla Gumbi, Road Accident Fund Senior Manager, speaking about the winter campaign, right? Road safety, I think, like you rightfully put it, is important throughout, in actual fact, but obviously highlighting, you know, the impact winter actually has on statistics. Let's talk about that. I know you touched on it earlier on. How do winter months really impact road accident statistics? And what should, you know, the youth keep in mind whilst on the road? Siphamandla? Okay, we'll get him back on the line and continue our conversation. If you have just joined us, we were conversing with him, speaking about the winter campaign. Let's quickly get him back on the line and continue our discussion with him this afternoon. And they are saying that, listen, days are short in winter, and as a result, you know, visibility at night and in the morning. Which then puts pedestrians and other people at risk. Let's get him back on the line so that we can continue our conversation with him.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280. or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion indeed. We've got Pamandla back on the line, right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we are speaking to him this afternoon, Pamandla Kumbi from Road Accident Fund. He's a senior manager there. We're talking about the winter campaign 2024. So Pamandla, welcome back. Let's talk about what should the youth keep in mind, especially whilst on the road. I mean, you mentioned how busy the month of June, particularly the weekend we're heading to. What should the youth keep in mind whilst on the road?
Everybody must take responsibility for their own life and for the life of other people, particularly when because a lot of the youth, of course, are not at a stage where they own cars in terms of the majority. So when people are walking on the road, let's just make sure that we cross where it is safe to do so. Like I said earlier, let's make sure that we dress in a way that people can be able to see us. And another important thing that people always underestimate is the fact that when you cross the road, we always recommend that people must not run. Because when you cross the road running, it means you put yourself in a position where you can actually fall. You cannot believe the amount of people who come to us to claim, and you see that on the accident report form, it is indicated that the pedestrian was crossing the street while running, and they fell, and the car came and went over them because they were already on the ground. It's something that looks very, very minor, but if you look at the number of cases that you receive, it's quite staggering. And it's such a simple thing. When you cross, make sure that you walk briskly, but do not run, because we know that it causes a lot of problems. So, and we also know that not all the roads in South Africa have got zebra crossings, they've got traffic lights, where it is always a designated spot for people to cross. But take responsibility and make sure that wherever you cross, it is safe to do so. You don't just cross anywhere. But of course, the important thing, let's try and stay away from drinking and walking, drinking and driving, and especially taking drugs and getting on the road. Because it's also one area that we see that it's coming up. But on top of that, for drivers particularly, we also want to emphasize the issue of health. You know, health contributes to safety. There's a lot of people who get involved in accidents, not because of an accident per se, but it's people who've got underlying illnesses. You cannot believe the number of people who get involved in an accident because of epileptic incidences, people who have got what is called chronic fatigue that happens because of diabetes and other complications. So health makes a contribution. Also, the issue of sight. People must make sure that they can see properly, especially the drivers. It's a number of things that we want to emphasize, some of which are daily things that we need to take care of as we live on a daily basis. But unfortunately, they contribute to the number of crashes that we have.
And in an unfortunate event of a road crash, what can people claim from Road Accident Fund?
So, from RAF side, we pay for a number of things, but I'm going to go through quickly the list. We pay for funeral costs in case someone has died, but I do need to emphasize that we only pay for costs that relate to a person being buried. For example, the transportation of the corpse, the gravesite. We pay for the casket, and we pay for mortuary fees. But for anything else, I know people would have pens, they would have some would kill cows. Unfortunately, we don't get into that. But only on the cost that relates to them, a person being transported from the where they died, the where they were kept, up until the point where they are buried. We also pay for medical costs, whether it's past medical cost or future medical cost. By that I mean I may have an accident today and only come to the RAF 2-3 years down the line. And having incurred medical costs already. So we cover even the past medical costs. We also cover future medical costs. We pay for loss of earnings and loss of income, loss of earnings where I was working and I'm no longer able to work. Loss of income where, loss of support, that's where the breadwinner has passed on and is no longer able to work. And then those who are dependent on the breadwinner are then able to claim for loss of support. And then over and above that, then we pay for general damages, that's the pain and suffering, and, you know, whatever type of pain that is significant and alters your life. So in terms of the act, we don't concentrate on minor injuries. So if it's just a minor pain that comes and goes, we don't focus on that. But some people would have a debilitating pain that is there perpetually. We look at that. You know, we are no longer able to run, to lift heavy things, to do certain things. We pay for those kind of things. And then on top of that, we also pay for caregivers. That's when they are not able to help yourself. You have a caregiver. We do that. We pay for a modification of your house, the vehicles. And yeah, so there's a variety of things in terms of the services that we offer that people can claim for.
Sure. Thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. We truly appreciate it. But how can, you know, our listeners contact you guys for more information if someone is listening and they want more information either on social media or on your digits? How can people get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so the RAF is available on all social media platforms. You can be able to just go and check us. We'll find us. But we also have a website, www.raf.co.za. They can find us there as well. But importantly, we've got a call center that operates Monday to Friday. You can be able to find us at the call center. And the beautiful thing is that at the call center, you can send a WhatsApp. You can ask for them to call you back, or you can call them directly. There are many ways for you to be able to reach them. If I can read the number,
yes,
it's 487-820-1111. If I can repeat, it's 087-820-1111.
Spamandla, thank you so much for your time. Much, much appreciated.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to the listeners.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
So.
It is 12 minutes before top of the hour right here on Radio Pulpit. A big thank you to our guest this afternoon, Spamandla Kumbi, Road Accident Fund Senior Manager, speaking about the winter campaign and that, you know, road safety is everybody's responsibility, right? But focusing, of course, on young people this afternoon as it is Youth Month. Maybe let me repeat that number for you if you have not written it down. You may contact RAF on the following call center number. Like he said, you're able to call and ask them to call you back. You're able to WhatsApp them. It really is convenient, right, for you to communicate with them. 087-820-1111. That is the number, and of course you're able to find them on social media platforms as well. They are available on Facebook, so do check them out. Alternatively, do dial them on that number, 087-820-1111, and you're able to call them there and communicate with them.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you. to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.